Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for a pre-opening check of our markets here today, and we're going to have a complete look at all the markets coming up after this. It's the Limousine and Limflex production sale at Hall Coyote Hills Ranch, Saturday, May 7th at 1 o'clock. The sale will be at the ranch, 1 mile west, 2 miles south, and 1 mile west of Chattanooga, Oklahoma on Highway 5. Some 150 head are being sold as 101 lots, including 50 purebred and Limflex fall pairs. For more information or to receive a catalog, call 580-597-3006 or visit the website at www.hallchr.com. The number again, 580-597-3006. With John Deere, P&K Equipment is bringing a new concept to the market. It's all about how to mow well fast. With P&K, you can breeze through your yard work with a John Deere residential zero turn starting at $24.99, or you can get a riding lawn tractor starting at only $14.99. P&K's got the mower and accessories you need to make sure you mow well fast with any size yard. Because in Oklahoma, John Deere starts with P&K. Offer in 73116. Price and model availability may vary by location. Some restrictions may apply. See P&K for details. Well, live and feeder cattle contracts geared to open moderately higher this morning, supported by follow-through buying, technical strength, and ideas of cash stability. Lean hog issues should also open a firm basis thanks to a late-week short covering and steadily improving fundamentals. Now, as far as the cattle buying is concerned, while cattle buying energy may take some time to focus here today, we should see moderate trade volume in most feeding areas by the end of the day. Packers are both well margined and relatively short bought, two factors that could generate near steady country sales when everything is said and done. Now, asking prices are about 126 to 127 in the south, 196 to 198 in the north. Live and feeder futures are expected to open higher, boosted by spillover buying and technical strength. The cash hog trades followed a steady pattern of appreciation through the week, and we fully expect the momentum to continue today. Look for buyers to resume Friday with bids steady to about a dollar higher. Now, looking at our grains, soybeans dropped 21 cents yesterday to close at their lowest in a week, but the news was not all bad as prices stayed above $10 a bushel, even for new crop and above key moving averages. The selling was thought to be technically driven as recent gains had put prices in overbought territory on technical charts. Trade reports say funds were net sellers in corn, soybeans, and in wheat. The wheat markets closed lower as crop scouts say winter wheat in the plains may have recovered from much of the damage caused by the dry winter. Weekly export sales were down from the prior week for both old and new crop, with the new crop sales missing trade forecasts. New crop year begins on June 1. Corn finished at a two-week low yesterday, basis the July contract, but came to rest at the 100-day moving average after dropping under the 20-day on Wednesday. Weekly export sales were down from a week ago for old crop but matched forecasts, while new crop sales were down a lot for the week and missed forecasts. And the soybeans again dropped about 21 cents in nearby months to their lowest in more than a week as profit-taking kicked in after recent gains. We'll check futures after this.
Coming up Friday, May 6th, your next Superior Video Livestock Auction's coming on Dish Network Satellite 232 and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. Started at 8 a.m., 34,700 head will be offered, including 4,350 yearling steers, 7,850 yearling heifers, 9,950 weaned calves, and 8,750 calves on cows. If you'd like details about any of these cattle, go to our website, SuperiorLivestock.com, or call 800-422-2117.
Live cattle futures, here's how they settled on Thursday. June live cattle up 217 at 119.62. August was up 212 at 117.42. May feeder cattle at the close was up 302 at 147.95. August up 340 at 147.02. June hogs up 50 cents, 82.32. And the July was up 52 cents at the close, 83.12. On our grains, Kansas City hard red winter wheat down 5 cents, 452 3/4. September down 5.5, 469. The Chicago wheat, July was down 8 cents at 463 1/4. September down 8 1/4 at 473 1/4. July corn down 3 cents, 373 3/4. September down 3 1/4 at 375 3/4. July soybeans down 21 3/4 at 1012 1/4. And the August was down 21 1/4 cents at 1014 3/4. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.